Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Job 30 and verse 26, we read, "When I waited for light, then came darkness." This is the second in a series on how to handle disappointment. Today, we look at when you're disappointed in leadership. It'd be reasonable to assume that you could trust Eli, the high priest of Israel. That's what Samuel's mother thought when she entrusted her son to him, confident that he would mentor him for God's service. But Eli had a serious character flaw. He was a weak parent, one who stood by while his sons abused their priestly privileges, taking bribes and consorting with prostitutes. Who would have blamed young Samuel for taking a nosedive when the man he looked up to failed so badly? But no, he fielded his disappointment and he kept his eyes on God. 1 Samuel 3 verse 19 tells us that Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. As a result, he became one of Israel's greatest prophets. How do you handle disappointment in your leader? By keeping your eyes on the Lord. Let's look also at when you're disappointed in your family. Ask Joseph. When God gave him a vision of future success, he thought his brothers would rejoice. Instead, they responded with resentment, selling him into slavery. Far from friends and home, he languished in prison for years for a crime he didn't commit. What an invitation to bitterness, to rehash the wrongs done to you while plotting your revenge. But if Joseph had done that, he would have died an unknown convict in a foreign prison. Instead, he allowed God to vindicate him. And ultimately, God will do that for you too. Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, "No weapon turned against you will succeed. You'll silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken." Some good advice on how to handle disappointment, part 2, is Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.